March 2nd, Jesus says, my martyrs have possessed wisdom, and, along with them, my confessors, and all those who truly love me and make this love the goal of their lives possess it. This does not appear in the eyes of the world. Rather, to me seems like weakness, it seems like something which has superseded. Almost as if, in the course of the centuries, and the relations between God and the faithful have taken place. No. If I attenuated the severity of the Mosaic Law and gave you resources of incalculable power to help you to practice the law and reach perfection, your duty to respect and obey the Lord your God has not, however, changed. If he has become good to the point of giving himself to make you good, you must be so even more and not say, let him take care of saving us. We are enjoying ourselves. This is not wisdom, it is foolishness and blasphemy. This is the wisdom of the world, that is, reprehensible, not divine wisdom. My martyrs were wise in a divine manner. Unlike the wicked, they did not say to themselves, let us enjoy the present, for it does not come again, and all joys are over at death. And for the sake of enjoyment, let us make overbearance a right, and by extorting from the weak and the good what it is not licit to extort, let us gain from these acts of extortion the wherewithal to fill our pockets so as to fill our bellies afterwards, and sate the concupiscence of our flesh and mind. Unlike the wicked, they did not say to themselves, to be just is a sacrifice, and it is hard work to be such, as it is a reproach to see the just man. And let us, then, get him out of our way, for his justice reminds us of God, and reproaches us for our life as beasts. My martyrs, on the other hand, stood the world's theory on its head and wanted to follow only that of God. The world thus put them to the test. It insulted, tormented, and killed them, hoping to rock their virtue. And in its foolishness it did not know that every blow given to crush their souls was like a hammer making them penetrate into me and me into them, with the love of perfect fusion, to the point that in the jails or circuses they were already in heaven, and were seeing me, just as, after the instant of pain and death, they would see me throughout blessed eternity. They were not dead, destroyed, tortured, or despairing. As birth pangs are not death, destruction, torture, or despair, but life generating life, a doubling of flesh which was one and becomes two, satisfaction, and the hope of being a mother, and receiving ineffable joys from motherhood throughout life, so for them that pain was hope, security, and life rendering them blessed. The world could not understand these holy madmen, whose madness was to love God with all the perfection possible for a creature, voluntarily making themselves infertile, for their only marriage was with me in my divinity, turning themselves into eunuchs who, for the sake of a spiritual love, amputated human sensuality in themselves and lived as chastely as angels. It could not understand these sublime madmen, who, aware of the sweetness of the marriage bed and espring, were able to renounce the former and the latter and fly to torments, after having voluntarily lacerated their hearts on leaving their children and spouses, out of love for me, their love. But the world was saved by them. If you have become the beast you are, after such an example and such a lavisher of purifying blood, what would you have become and from what point on without the holy and blessed generation of my martyrs? They kept you from plunging into Satan long before your lust stirred in you. They still invite you to halt and get back onto the ascending way, leaving the path plunging downward. They speak words of salvation to you. They speak them with their wounds, with their words to tyrants, with their acts of charity, with their concern for modesty, and with their patience, purity, faith, and constancy. They tell you that the necessary science is one alone, the one issuing from eternal wisdom. Even wiser than Solomon, they preferred this wisdom to all the thrones and wealth of the earth. And to obtain it and conserve it, they defied persecutions and torments and embraced death so as not to lose it. They loved it more than health and beauty, and wanted to have it as their light, for its splendor comes directly from God, and to possess it means that the soul receives the beatific light of the eternal day in advance. With uprightness of heart they learned it, and with charity they communicated it even to their enemies. They were not afraid to be left deprived of it, for they shared it with the multitudes who were deprived of it, since wisdom, living in them, instructed them that to give is to receive, and that the more they distributed the heavenly waters which the divine fount poured into them, the more those waters increased, to the point of filling them like chalices of a holy mass, consumed for the good of the world by the eternal priest. The wise king enumerates the gifts of wisdom, whose spirit is intelligent, holy, single, multiple, subtle, and so on, but these, my martyrs, possessed all of those qualities. Adam was what Solomon calls the breath of the power of God, and the pure emanation of the glory of the Almighty. They thus mirror God in themselves like no one else in the world. They mirror God in His qualities and me as Christ the Savior in my Holocaust. Oh, how rightly the words of Solomon proclaiming that he had loved and sought wisdom since his youth, and had wanted it as a bride could be placed upon the lips of each martyr. The fact that he had wanted it as his teacher and wealth. And how rightly you may think, with no fear of error, that the prayer to obtain wisdom which flowered on Solomon's lips blossomed on their lips. And, above all, how rightly you should strive, O you, whom the concupiscence of the flesh has pushed, back to a pagan darkness much deeper than the one to which my martyrs bore the light, to become lovers of, anxious for, wisdom and pray that it will be given you as a guide in individual and collective endeavors, so that you will no longer be the people you are. Cruel maniacs torturing each other, losing your life and wealth, two things you are keen on, and the salvation of your spirits. Which I am keen on, for I died to give your spirits salvation. It is through wisdom, Solomon says, that men's ways are made straight, and they know what is pleasing to God. Remember this, and know that nothing but your good is pleasing to God. Therefore, if you know Him, and follow this way which is pleasing to Him, you will do good to yourselves on earth and in heaven.